This morning, in our Torah reading, we find one of the most famous verses in all of the Torah. Ve'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. Build for me a mikdash. Build for me a tabernacle so that I may dwell among you. Now the rabbis jump upon this verse because of that phrase, v'shachanti b'tocham. Build me a building so that I may dwell among you. The rabbis explain that the verse should read, if you're going to build a building, if you're going to construct a tabernacle, well then shouldn't God dwell within it, b'tocho? Why build a structure so that God can dwell among us? Why do we need a building in order to have a relationship with God? Rabbi Chaim of Volozhin gives us an answer. He explains that the reason why the tabernacle was built was not solely for the reason that God would dwell within the tabernacle. It's not the case at all. Rather, what he says is that the tabernacle served as a mirror, teaching each and every one of us that we have the ability to build a tabernacle, to build a mikdash, to build a sanctuary within ourselves. So as the tabernacle is being built, as every detail is being carried out, as the purity of materials are brought forth, each and every person that is watching is supposed to feel as if they too can build a tabernacle of their soul. And the lesson that we take today is that each and every one of us has the opportunity to make ourselves a sanctuary, to be a holy vessel, to become a place in which God dwells. And although it's a beautiful answer to give, how does God dwell among us? Well, God dwells within us. How is someone supposed to make themselves a sanctuary? It's a very difficult task to undertake. How do you make yourself a holy vessel? In my chavruta this week, in my studying with a friend, we're studying Masechet Megillah, and as the name of the tractate teaches, obviously we read very much about the Purim story. And so often there's discussions about who's evil and who's good. And although they were not talking about Esther and Mordechai and Haman in this particular sugya, in this particular passage, we are taught the difference between someone who is evil and someone who is righteous. You see, we're taught that each one of us is assigned a portion of goodness at the beginning of our lives. And if we focus on that goodness each and every day, then that goodness will carry out to the next generation, to our children, to our grandchildren, to our great-grandchildren. But our holiness begins to shatter inside when one particular thing creeps in. And the Talmud explains that to be the characteristic of arrogance. Once arrogance creeps in, once envy, once conceit, once these antithesis of goodness begins to crumble our walls, the holy vessel that we once contained within begins to shatter. And so how do we create a mishkan within us? We must focus on goodness. We must focus on sincerity. We must focus on the purity of the soul. Believe it or not, the moment that we look past ourselves, well, that's the moment that God walks in. Shabbat Shalom.